This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. You can probably tell by the number of political ads you've been seeing on television, the election is near, just 2 weeks and a day away. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what we might expect. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the polls show many voters have yet to make up their minds. You say there's a new issue in the battle for control of Congress that could make a big difference. What is it?
It's a very interesting one. It popped up about a week or so ago that there's a $779 billion federal deficit, which was much higher than expected. And it has become a kind of a political football between the Democrats and the Republicans, who are both obviously desperate to win control of Congress. And the Democrats are blaming the Trump administration for the Trump tax cuts, and the Republicans in Congress are passing them and as they say, blowing a hole in the deficit. And Republicans, on the other hand, are saying, no, this is a matter that they've even suggested that we may have to cut into Social Security and Medicare and other entitlement programs in order to plug this hole. And obviously they blame it on Democrats in the past who didn't do anything.
So, but the Democrats are using this as a wedge issue. We've seen it with Sherrod Brown in the Senate race and Aftab Pierval in Ohio's 1st District. Who are they aiming their message at?
Well, they're aiming their message at the kind of voters who are either close to retirement age or in retirement now and collecting Social Security or just about to. And those people, the ones who are undecided, might be influenced by an argument that says, look, these people are trying to, are saying that in order to give tax cuts, which the Democrats argue are going primarily to big corporations and the wealthiest individual Americans, they are threatening your Social Security, your Medicare, and your Medicaid for this purpose.
So what do the Democrats want to do?
Well, I think if they did win control of Congress again, I think they would pretty much dismantle the Trump tax cut plan and probably replace it with something that they would think would be more fair to the average American, the average working American, or the working poor even. And, you know, more money for them, less money for the wealthy and the corporations.
Now, how are the Republicans, Jim Renacci and Steve Shabbat, dealing with this?
Well, all the Republicans have a line on this that says, look, Americans are already seeing more money in their paychecks because of the Trump tax cuts. And if they work for certain corporations, a lot of large corporations, they're also seeing bonuses that come from the money that the companies are saving in taxes and even pay raises. So what they argue is this is good for the economy in many ways. It's good for the individual taxpayer because he or she has more money in their wallet. And it's good for the companies because they're able to do better for their employees.
In just a couple of seconds we have left, what will be the result of the argument?
It's hard to say. It's, you know, compelling arguments on both sides. It's a matter of who people believe, and that's yet to be determined.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.